Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Texter, by the way, wants to know if you're on your Peloton right now.
I actually am sitting on it.
You're not one of these guys that we were talking about yesterday who Pelotons in the nude, are you?
No.
I hope not.
I've never
Peloton. I hope not. Sent nude pictures.
I didn't even know that people Peloton in the nude.
Yeah, they do.
It's like
Peter King does.
Hello, I'm Peter King.
That seems like it would hurt.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr. Yeah.
You know, if they tell you, okay, it's a ribeye with smashed potatoes and, you know, roasted broccoli, I want to see it.
Right. You see a big piece of meat, you're like, I want to eat that.
You know it. He's out for money.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Thomas.
TB12.
What's his middle name?
Nick, Edward Patrick Brady.
Jeez.
Yep. There it is.
Thomas Edward.
Put your pants back on.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Whatever we are doing is being directed by some green creature on Mars who is playing a video game.
Yeah, I must have really pissed off an alien.
They're like, oh, okay. Watch what I'm going to do with Curtis here.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You won't believe.
Wait, now watch this.
The ratings are good.
What
Those aliens
are?
Love creating Twitter accounts.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
And there's dudes and everything.
We showered together at Rivers.
Where the f*** are they all?
Do not have anything to add.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
I'm aware that Peloton talk on this show may be reaching the level of annoyance that Tom Brady leaving or Antonio Brown talk has reached on this radio station, but at some risk, I will mention, since I just heard it in the replay, that I was followed on the Peloton app this weekend by Naked Peloton Guy.
Really?
Who has, that's his.
So word has gotten back to him.
That's his handle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 157 rides in. I guess 157 naked rides in. So it's not so weird to assume that many who are on their Pelotons are doing it in the buff, as one would say.
I think I'll pass.
You're going to pass on that?
I feel like that might be a sanitary slash comfort issue.
Oh, you could. Yeah, both. Which would you say is at a higher level? It's like it's a sanitary issue first, or it's
you can
a comfort?
Fix the sanitary part
you
of
can,
it,
yeah.
I guess.
With, yeah, you wipe it down.
Yeah, Lysol it.
Yeah, you Lysol it.
Lysol it.
I was hoping you were going to say you got followed by Mo Money Chanel or Incarcerated Bob.
No.
They might have some info on where Brady's playing.
I did not. I did not.
How many runs this weekend on the Peloton bike?
Two.
All right.
I got in two, and I'll be right back at it today.
Got to work off those porcini ravioli from last night.
I had like a half of a porcini ravioli over at Trattoria Il Panino in the North End while watching a little football last night. So.
Is your username fully dressed Greg Hill?
Yes, I am not doing Curtis. For everyone, for the sake of everyone, I am not doing any nude Pelotoning. Oh, all right? I guarantee that. Is it Monday already?
It is.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to this morning, including dumbest of the day coming up in about 40 minutes or so at 6:45. And then we will be joined at 7 by Boomer Esiason, and we'll find out whether Boomer thinks Bill O'Brien will still have a job today after that performance yesterday. So lots to cover. Oh, we probably should get at some point, Ken, to an audio eulogy for Neil Peart who lost his life. Brain cancer, I believe. One of the great drummers of all time. You know, I don't love Rush, but one of the
You hate Rush, but that's fine.
I mean, it's too soon to say. I mean, the man just passed away. But probably at some point we got to get to an audio eulogy for Neil Peart on the show this morning. If you want to be on, you can call 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The Lead.
One of your all-time favorite bands, am I right, Ken?
Absolutely.
If I remember correctly.
And he's got to be top three drummer all time. I mean,
I think maybe
John Bonham and Keith Moon, but...
Yeah.
He's right there.
I think so.
R.I.P. Neil Peart. Several legends went out over the weekend. We'll get to some of the others, I guess. But one that's coming back is Josh McDaniels in New England. Apparently, unless there's some surprise, passed over in Cleveland. But I still find this the most fascinating. What happened that Bill Belichick prevented him from interviewing with multiple spots? Jason LaConfora says, multiple sources from teams that had requested interviews with Josh McDaniels said Belichick would not relent to move up the window to speak with McDaniels in the immediate days following defeat. And at the same time, he was advocating for Joe Judge to get the Giants job.
Yes.
So McDaniels is back under the barrel of a gun. This opens up incredible dysfunction, right? What tone does that set to bring a guy back under these circumstances?
I mean, it must create an issue between the two of them, correct?
I how could it not? Yeah. Would you do that if Curtis wanted to go and be a star somewhere else?
No.
Would you ban him from
actually,
going?
I'm actively trying to find Curtis a job elsewhere.
Hey, thanks.
It's created a lot of problems for me around here. I don't think anybody...
Who does Greg that?
Greg would hire the Retrex, Uber XL. What do you need?
I mean, why would you stop somebody if if you're a mentor and you want to see people that work with you that do well, why wouldn't you help him get a job? Why wouldn't you allow him to interview? It was his time, and allow him to interview.
For the same reason Michael Scott never put Jim Halpert up for a promotion. He needed him too much.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right, Ken. I think it causes some problems down there, as if they need any more.
Well, this weekend was spectacular. It was 70 degrees and sunny in the middle of January.
Yes.
And I have an edict. If you are a composting, Nalgene-toting, global warming-fighting nutcase, you should not be allowed to go outside and enjoy the fruits of my non-conforming labor.
God.
My gas-guzzling SUV and plastic bags have enabled me to have a spectacularly beautiful weekend in Boston, and you nuts should have to sit inside and stay cold while the rest of us enjoy global warming.
Huh, interesting point. So you're saying that the climate change warriors are not allowed to go outside and enjoy the 70-degree weather in January.
Well, I thought it's ending our world as we know it. Why are we out gallivanting in the sunshine if it's really the end of human society as we know it?
Not a bad take. Not a bad take, Curtis.
Can I chip in for that private plane or car to get Curtis out of here? Greg, one of my favorite words, a total hard-o word, schadenfreude, is defined at Merriam-Webster as the enjoyment obtained from the troubles of others. And even though Pats fans were sad because they were not enjoying their usual spot in January, a home game on a Saturday night on divisional weekend, it was in fact Schadenfreude Saturday for Pats fans as they watched the team that fell them the week prior, Mike Vrabel, who is two games away from losing his junk for all of our enjoyment, absolutely throttling and setting the Ravens down in their place, putting them in their corner, and whipping them on national TV. The Tannissance is real. What a treat. I mean, that is the most I have enjoyed a non-Patriots playoff game in the last decade, if not my entire life, Saturday night.
You love seeing the Ravens lose.
Oh, yeah. Cool picture after you beat the Pats, bro. Hey, Lamar, reach for those sideline sunglasses again. Oh, Earl Thomas, what's that? The Pats looked like they didn't want any part of Derrick Henry last week. He had fewer carries and ran for more yards against your ass. And by the way, Earl Thomas, that Super Bowl pick of Ravens verse looking real good right now.
We'll have to discuss whether or not the Titans could theoretically beat the Chiefs. At some point this morning. You're going to say slight chance.
Slight chance.
I will ask Boomer what he thinks about that when Boomer Esiason joins us at 7.
You may not have to get on the Peloton today to burn off those raviolis. I found a study over the weekend that was published that showed, courtesy of the University of College of London, that going to a movie at a movie theater is the same thing as doing a 45-minute light cardio workout, because the movie raises your heart rate into the same zone that the workout does.
No way.
Way.
So you don't have to worry about working out.
Correct.
You can just go see a movie.
Correct.
Like, I could go see the soon-to-be Oscar-nominated 1917, and I don't have to worry about getting on the Peloton later on today.
Nude or otherwise.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can you go to the movie nude? You probably should be clothed.
There's only
when you
certain
go to the
theaters for that.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, that's really interesting. I'm generally not a big conspiracy guy, but I was debriefed on one this weekend, which I think is something very interesting that I might want to share with you as my lead this morning. The conspiracy theory is this. The reason that Bill Belichick was so helpful in assisting Joe Judge with getting the Giants job is that, should he be overruled by Robert Kraft on bringing Tom Brady back, Bill is prepared to become the general manager of the New York Football Giants so as to mentor Coach Judge well into the future.
This is a beautiful take.
Wow.
What?
It's not even a take. You've been briefed on this.
I was debriefed on it.
Whoa.
Does that sound so outrageous
to you? Not at all. You have Gettleman, who's on thin ice, and it's my belief that McDaniels and Brady have united forces against Belichick after McDaniels was just spurned by Belichick for the Panthers job, that they could go to Kraft and say, it's us or Bill, and then Bill departs, and they're here.
And also, Belichick may have been making sure that he doesn't completely screw the Patriots by making sure McDaniels, who we once thought would be the future head coach of the Patriots, is in place so that when he exits, McDaniels slides right into
HC. Yeah, Bill did something out of kindness.
Oh, but why else would he be so helpful when it comes to Judge getting that job?
You're 100%
right. And so harmful when it comes to McDaniels getting a job.
I loved this last week, and now that you've been briefed on it, these are high sources.
What about going after Shula's record, which we know he wants something wicked?
Don't you think the guy would like to be a GM and slide off into the future as a general manager, theoretically?
And he loves the Giants.
Absolutely loves them.
Whenever they do those NFL Films documentaries, he's back. He talks about the old Meadowlands, all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning on a Monday. If you would like to be on the show, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day in about a half an hour. But coming up next, there is a billionaire in the news today who is perfect for our own resident gold digger over here, Danielle.
Hey-o.
But where he wants to take you on the first date could be an issue.
Okay.
So we will get to that and everything else coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, trending now, brought to you by North Shore Nissan, the newest addition to the Village Automotive Group. North Shore Nissan, located in Danvers next to the Liberty Tree Mall. It is open for business. NorthShoreNissan.com. Well, Tom Brady finally appeared with our good friend Jim Gray over the weekend. Scratchy on Westwood One. Halftime questions. Did you glean anything out of these quotes?
Not really.
Yeah.
More of the same.
Sort of. Here's a little bit of a Brady.
You will be a free agent in mid-March. Up until that time, you can only speak to the Patriots. Are you right now negotiating with the Patriots?
The contract things, I think a week after the season, I would say these things haven't even started to pick up. So that's really not my concern at this point. It's been about decompressing and resting my mind a little bit, and rest of my body, and spending time with the people who have supported me over the last 6 months.
Now, Fitzy is desperately claiming he's supported him over the last six months. Did you see that shameful tweet he put out over the weekend? After bashing him for 2 months. Now he's like, oh, Tom, I supported you.
I'm just thinking maybe now we can finally hang out. You know, I don't know. Meet at a brewery and get some tacos.
But they haven't talked. I mean, Brady's saying no.
No.
We have not spoken
yet. Haven't started yet.
Plenty of time. Yesterday, it was a comeback for the ages as the Chiefs erased a 24-0 deficit. Better comeback than you had in the Super Bowl, Fitzy.
No.
More impressive, yes.
Please. 24-0 is not greater than 28-3 at the end of the third.
I mean, it is, and they win by 20 or more points for the first time in NFL history. What a comeback. I mean,
it was spectacular. It really was amazing.
So, NFL Final Four is set. Titans at the Chiefs, 3 o'clock Sunday, followed by Packers at the Niners. Garoppolo and the boys are waiting at 6:40 p.m. Barring surprises, McDaniel staying. Cleveland chooses Kevin Stefanski, the 10th head coach in Cleveland since 1999. Interesting weekend for Julian Bubs Edelman. Have you been in touch with your boy after?
I haven't. I'm going to wait and see what the, you know, what the law determines on this kind of a thing. I mean, is it not possible that some sort of a doctor told him the best way to get that get that knee prepared for surgery was to attempt to vault onto the hood of a passing Mercedes-Benz vehicle? I mean, it's...
Do we need to send you to, like, a physical therapist or a chiropractor for this reach? Because I'm afraid you're going to pull a muscle.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, are you alarmed by the fact that Julian Edelman is out in California having some fun and...
I mean, he's from there, somewhere near there, right? He's not from Beverly Hills, but...
He was hanging out with Paul Pierce and Danny Amendola, and you know how those things go. You get back with the... You get back with the buds and...
Stop. Jumping on cars.
What if somebody double dares you to see if you can jump over a Mercedes?
You're a grown-ass man that makes a lot of money playing a professional sport. Stop it.
He doesn't know what to do when he's not playing divisional weekend. It hasn't happened his whole career.
Thank you, Curtis. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Poor lost Julian.
I mean, do we have Patriots discipline on this? Do we have NFL discipline? I mean, or is this just, it's really kind of a...
Goodell suspended him for 4 games.
It's like it's a non-story, really.
Ted Wells' investigation just launched.
It's just strange.
Maybe the Mercedes-Benz tires were deflated, and that's how he was able to jump.
I'm curious, will charges be much like Edelman's last pass this season dropped?
I am just impressed because I couldn't jump onto the hood of a Matchbox vehicle. never mind jump up onto the hood of a Mercedes.
We should see if you can do that. Jump over the hood of a car. That should be an Instagram
video. Oh, all right. Yeah, maybe I'll do that on Instagram later on today. What, is this Grimey's Uber vehicle here this morning? Maybe I'll try to jump onto the hood of
Stiz Grimey's. You can use downstairs Joe's car.
Tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, it's the college football national title game, 14-0 Clemson and 14-0 LSU. You can listen on our flagship, 8 p.m. kickoff, 93.7 FM in Boston. BC got a big quarterback transfer.
Huge.
Jeff Hafley gets a Pittsburgh native Phil Yurkovic coming in, fourth-ranked dual quarterback of the 2018 class. He might be eligible this year. Celtics and Bruins in action tonight. It is the Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Ken, is every rejoin this morning going to be a Rush song?
I would like it to be.
Tribute should be paid. You cannot deny that Neil Peart.
Peart? With an ear?
Peart.
To be a hard of.
Peart?
Yeah.
Is it really?
No, Ken said that earlier. Did you notice during
I did notice that, yes. I let it go once.
It's pronounced Peart. It's not
it
Peart.
It is not.
It's Neil Peart.
It's Peart, yeah.
Neil Peart. Get Mike's shoe on the hotline.
Pimp. Pimp.
But don't things change at a certain point and then we all just adopt them? It's like, oh, we've been mispronouncing it, but that's right. Fine. It's no big deal.
It's pronounced Weiner.
Listen, I think he's certainly, you said top three drummer all time?
Yes.
I think he's definitely top five drummer all time. You mentioned John Bonham, Keith Moon.
Right.
I would put Max Weinberg in there from the E Street Band.
Oh, but, that's so
sad.
Good.
That's just
what do you mean he's sad?
The Astros bench coach drummed when he was reading the signs.
Oh, Curtis.
No Jazz Hardos for Buddy Rich out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're including all genres of music, then that's a whole different thing. But sad that he passed away. And so I guess maybe I would be okay with every other rejoin being a Rush song. Right. And at some point, we should probably affect an audio eulogy, which was something that we would do frequently on the old show. The old show that I had on WAAF. This is Chad. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, real quick before I get to my point, but God forbid Bruce dies tomorrow, Greg. Are you going to have every other song be a Bruce song? Are you going to do every song?
First of all, bite your tongue.
Yeah.
And secondly, no, I would make an exception there. Every rejoin could be a Bruce rejoin. So, listen, I'm fine with whatever Ken wants to pick. Ken does a good job with picking the rejoins on this show. So you want to go Rush every time.
Ken does a great job.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it.
I was wondering if you did a wellness check on Mike Shue yet. He might be in a pot and munchie induced coma at this point.
I mean, this is where we are now.
Mike Shue, Mike Shue, for those who don't know, the former news director, sidekick producer on The Old Show.
Who the heck is that Mike Shue?
And a giant Rush fan, bigger than Ken.
He was reduced to tears at the news.
Was he?
I believe so.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I could see being very upset about that. Yeah. I get absolutely
Mike Shue may be dry, but he doesn't lack, you know, sentiment here and there.
Now, what is this dodo bird texting about?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'll read this verbatim.
Okay.
No mention of your beloved BFF, Bubs Edelman, getting arrested this weekend. Hashtag scared. Didn't we just...
literally just talked about it.
Didn't we already talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what happens. People wake up, they turn the show on, and they think you haven't possibly talked about any topic prior to them tuning in.
Right. We could talk about Bubs Edelman getting arrested all morning, if that's what you want to talk about. Guy was out in California, having some fun with some friends, hanging out with Paul Pierce and Danny Amendola, and then he ends up jumping up onto the hood of a Mercedes-Benz vehicle.
It's better than being at Patrick Chung's house.
although they had Chung-like energy.
I mean, when it comes to trouble, making New England Patriots, is this anywhere near the top of the list? I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I mean, as I said earlier, maybe it's doctor's orders. I mean, we've heard that the guy was maybe going to require some off-season knee surgery. Maybe the doctor said, flex that thing a little bit.
Mobility exercises.
Yeah, do some mobility exercises.
We're going to do some plyometrics, and we're going to use the hood of... that Mercedes looks like it would be a good height for like a box jump, so just hop on that.
You're telling me the cops have to arrest him for that? So basically the way I saw it reported by TMZ was that Bubs Edelman jumped up onto the hood of this Mercedes with some of his bros, having some bro fun on the West Coast. I mean, haven't we all been arrested on the West Coast?
No.
I mean, hasn't every...
You ain't living if you ain't been arrested on the left coast, man.
Right.
You ain't living.
He's having some fun, and there's some police officers who witness it, apparently, and they felt the need to arrest the guy.
Would a normal person have gotten a pass? Grow up. You're 33. You play in the NFL. You're a star.
You can't be given a break if you're Julian Edelman?
You can't be jumping on the hoods of other people's cars if you're Julian Edelman. Grow up. Yeah. I love the kid, but grow up.
How hammered do you have to be to jump on the hood of some random car?
What's wrong with
you? I was drunk every day for 15 years, and I never did that.
You got to be pretty hammered, but let's maybe just sort of like back off Bubs a little bit here. I mean, it's a stressful season. The guy played through. You know, he lost a leg, torn Achilles.
Rib, he had the rib thing.
The shoulder, the ribs. Yeah. Yeah. The broken arm. I mean, literally, he was a giant operation doll all season long. I mean, he's going in for two surgeries.
Yeah.
Great surgery prep. Do some box jumping on a Mercedes.
He's decompressing.
Yes.
We just heard Tom Brady tell Scratchy that he is decompressing. This is the way that Julian Edelman decompresses.
I mean, it was a disastrous season for Edelman. The Ravens fumble, the drop, this. I mean, people were campaigning for him to be in the Pro Bowl. It's been an embarrassing season for him, really.
I saw people hoping online that he had been arrested for dropping that pass a couple Saturdays ago or one Saturday plus ago. I don't know. This is Nate from Billerica. What's up, Nate?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, remember that drum solo from that church lady song?
Yes.
We gotta cue that, man. That was funny.
You know what? I don't know if Ken and Curtis, I don't know if they've ever heard. Have you guys ever heard the church drum solo?
No, I have not.
Do we have time? I think we do. So certainly Neil Peart passing away.
Now you're going to mock the guy. He just passed away. Now you're going to mock the accurate pronunciation of his name. This is amazing.
I'm mocking you. Uh-huh. And if Mike Shue is listening this morning, could we please have Mike Shue call in and tell me if Ken and his correction is the most ridiculous thing ever, or if it's really Neil Peart? Is that how you say it? Neil Peart?
Neil Peart, correct, yes.
Neil Peart. So certainly the passing of Neil Peart of Rush means that we've lost one of the great drummers. However, this is from the previous show, and I believe that this overly aggressive church drum solo means that this particular drummer should be on the list as well. Have you ever heard this?
No, I've never heard this.
Okay, the great thing about this is it comes out of nowhere. So you got to imagine yourself in church.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lady up there, a soloist. She's singing. And then you got like some hardo church drum guy who loses his mind on the drum solo part. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you
going. Just jumped on the hood of a car.
You have to admire.
Oh my God.
You got to admire the passion. Like the dude is into it.
Into it.
Oh, he's so into it. And the poor lady is being drowned out by the drums in church.
She's like, I don't know if I jump back in here or
that was like for all the Russians. That was like YYZ in church.
I know. That was great.
Wow.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Greg. Hey. I have to apologize first to the producer that answered the phone because I mistook what you said and pointed it at you, but I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's Neil Peart, whatever he wants to say.
Yeah.
Whoever said that he's number three, because
Ten.
You got a long way to go to get to number three, because number one for me is Mike Shreve. I don't know if any of those two idiots have seen Woodstock. But Soul Sacrifice, Mike Shreve was 15 years old in that drum solo for 20 minutes. I don't know if they ever heard it or even you heard it.
I haven't.
But you better go back and listen to it, because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then John Bonham's number two for me.
Bonham's great.
Keith Moon is number three.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, but Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa.
Oh, yeah.
They had a they had a battle of the drums,
yeah.
And they went at it, and I couldn't say either one of them won.
Yeah.
But they said Buddy Rich won, but no way.
No, I mean,
I think it was a tie.
Listen, certainly it's hard to deny Neil Peart is in the top five, maybe top seven, top whatever it is. The guy was an amazing, an absolutely amazing drummer.
That guy was the drum fan equivalent of the guy who calls sports radio and is like, all you people out there saying Breeze needs to make the top 10 quarterbacks or that it's Brady or Manning that's the GOAT of all time. You've obviously never seen Otto Graham. They couldn't carry Johnny Unitas' lunch bag. Garo Ukrainian talked about Curly Legs McGee. And don't forget Stilts O'Reilly. He had a cannon for an arm, and he also was in World War One and Two.
What do you think about Breeze and the report this weekend that he got a big-time offer from one of the networks to make the move to television and is considering it?
I would.
Do you think he is?
If I'm Drew Brees, that's cash money, man.
That's what you would do?
Why not take the offer as opposed to, and go out on your terms,
right,
as opposed to giving Sean Payton a chance to say, hey, Teddy Two Gloves went 5-0. We're going to go in a different direction, buddy.
I don't know why more players don't do the Romo move. I mean, it is Romo's a free agent this year. He's expected to get north of $10 to $12 million in his next broadcasting contract. You don't get hit. You play golf all week.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
And also, how good is Romo at his job? Yesterday, right before that block punt when the Texans are up 7-0, says, oh, Jim, that drop from Kelsey, that's one of those plays where, you know, you look back at the game, it's one of those two things where something could go the wrong way. Next play, bam, block punt.
I want to know, Boomer is coming on at 7. Boomer Esiason will join us in about a half an hour. And I want to know if he thinks that Bill O'Brien and his job are in jeopardy after that yesterday. I want to find out what Boomer thinks about that. So Boomer Esiason will join us at 7. Before that, we will get to the dumbest of the day. And we have yet to get to the billionaire who is in the news today, Danielle.
Yes.
And you're a gold digger. And where he wants to take you on his first date might be an issue for you.
Yeah.
So we will get to that coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I know the reason why.
Boy, the percussion hardos are coming out of the woodwork this morning.
They really
with suggestions on great drummers because of the passing of Neil Peart from Rush.
You turned him into Tom Hanks. What has happened now?
It's Neil Peart. It's always been Neil Peart. I've never heard anybody other than you, Ken.
Can we get Shoe on the line? I don't know his number. Danielle, can you call him?
I've just done a little research. He's not up. I've done a little research into this, and there are actually quite a few videos featuring other musicians coaching people that it is Peart.
It is, in fact, Peart.
But people always think it's Peart, so we just say Peart.
We've always said Peart Plus.
It's like the GIF GIF thing.
Yeah.
Everyone says, I'm going to send you a GIF, but the guy that invented it said it's pronounced GIF. It just doesn't translate.
Can we please not compare the greatest rock drummer to a shampoo? Please.
Peart.
So Neil Peart passed away over the weekend from Rush. Texter suggested Ginger Baker. From Cream.
Also great. No doubt.
Pretty good drummer.
A caller flipped out that we didn't include Michael Shreve.
Michael Shreve, yeah. Stuart Copeland. A texter just suggested Stuart Copeland from The Police.
From The Police.
Yeah. Neil Peart and Stuart Copeland, very tight. They collaborated quite a bit.
This texter says, am I way off base here, but what about Alex Van Halen? Mitch, what about Mitch Mitchell?
Mitch Mitchell, yeah. He should be in the top 10.
Jimi Hendrix is there, yeah.
That guy was wild.
Yeah. So there you go. But certainly Phil Collins gets honorable mention for best air drum solo of all time.
I think that's the best. Although Peart had a great contender in the Tom Sawyer coming out of the solo. Do you recall this little?
No.
That is pretty good.
Tom Sawyer. Imagine if somebody were to name their two kids that.
What about Tommy Lee?
Impressive member, maybe. Best ability to ring a boat horn with your member, but.
Yeah. Travis Barker from Blink 182.
Jeez.
Kevin Malone from The Office.
Yes. Scrantonicity.
All right. Well, at some point, maybe we will get to an audio eulogy for Neil Peart on the show today. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Greg, you said that Danielle's going out on a date with the billionaire.
Yes.
But she doesn't want to. Is Epstein taking her chances up?
I think you were going to say something about Epstein. Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, maybe a reference to Lolita Island for the destination,
yeah.
Sounds
no,
like.
No, there's a billionaire in the news today who is offering you, if you're a gold digger, the opportunity to be his beloved. But the only issue is the first date has to be in space.
And I'd like to know what the exchange rate is for this because, you know, if you get the nice dinner and the drinks you already feel like you have to put out, this guy wants to take you to the moon.
Yeah.
His name is Yusaku Mizawa.
Say again?
Yusaku Mizawa. Uh-huh. He's Japanese. He's 44 years old. He's a billionaire. He's having a huge year. And he kicked off 2020 by promising to give $9 million to random people on Twitter as a social experiment. I love when this actually happens.
Yeah.
So is this whole thing now has turned into he's single and he's looking for a girlfriend and he's screening potential applicants. Uh-huh. And the first date would be to go on a trip to the moon. He was the first person to buy the SpaceX trip to go to the moon. So now he wants a new girlfriend to go up there with him.
Huh.
What if this flies in the face of dating smarts. I mean, if you're not sure about the guy or the gal, you usually go out and do like the coffee first or the lunch date.
Right.
And then if things go well, you carry it through the rest of the day and you wind up having casual sex. However, this, you're going to the moon. It's like,
you can't get away
from that. You're trapped. Now you have to have small talk on the moon voyage.
What if he's a bore and you're stuck on the moon with a guy?
Nightmare. And then you have no Wi-Fi. Yeah.
You can't get out of there.
So he's looking for single women over 20. Applications are due by Friday this week, I believe. And naturally, all of this is going to be turned into a reality show.
Oh. Well, see, there you go.
Bachelor in Space.
Space Bachelor. Yeah. I would watch Space Bachelor in a heartbeat.
You space
Japanese headline reads, Japanese billionaire takes romantic metaphor too far. Stranded on moon.
I know.
Get
I mean,
out.
Pretty romantic date, though. I mean, there aren't going to be.
That's not romantic. What's romantic about that?
It's just going to be you two on your own planet.
No, thanks.
I mean, that's very romantic.
I'd like it to be me on my own planet. That's
you make
how
me light
already.
On my feet, literally, because there is no, we are in a zero gravity environment.
I'm going over here on the other, onto the dark side of the moon. Leave me alone.
And for dessert, the lady will have more of your astronaut ice cream. Do you have the Neapolitan?
This guy sounds so pathetic. He said, as feelings of loneliness and emptiness slowly begin to surge upon me, there's one thing that I can think about, continuing to love one woman, he wrote on his website.
Yeah, it's a big swinging deal over here with the commentary.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be like, wow. What if they get up there and they both want to get at it?
Yeah.
It's going to take like 30 minutes to get the spacesuit off.
Right.
I mean, could you unzip my spacesuit and make sure my oxygen stays attached?
There's
so
a portal.
There's a portal for that?
It's hard enough to actually just like use the facilities in space. How does one, you know, do the thing?
Do you have erectile issues in space?
I mean, are there little blue pills for
how do you know?
Space pills?
How do you know if it's just floating there? How do you know?
Well, it probably requires less effort. Like, I mean, physically. Like, I mean, it's
not
much more.
Right.
Gravity does so much work for us.
Like, the two of them could just float together and boom.
But that's the thing, it's going to take way more work because gravity does so much of the work with the beast with two backs. Whereas when you're in space, you have to like try to get near each other and hold on to something, and you have to be tethered.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's tethered sex.
There's like lube droplets floating in the cabin.
Right. And then, of course, when the alien shows up and there's Sigourney Weaver, it's a whole nightmare.
Just trying to paint a picture.
I've been corrected. The moon is not a planet. Sorry. What is it? What is the moon?
It's property of Ukraine.
It's technically
a satellite.
Oh, it's a satellite.
Well, it's a home base for our future enslavers and overlords. They're on the dark side though.
Okay.
Who's the Pink Floyd drummer? Does he fit in?
Who is the Pink Floyd drummer? Wasn't Syd Barrett. That was the guy who did so much acid that he went crazy and got kicked out of Pink Floyd.
And then
which is
later,
a hard
right?
thing to do. Like, you have to be really...
Nick Mason?
Oh, Nick Mason. You have to be really out there to be kicked out of Pink Floyd. I mean, you have to do more than jump onto the hood of a Mercedes to be kicked out of Pink Floyd. All right. Coming up shortly, we will be joined by Boomer Esiason. But right now, it is time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Time for the dumbest of the day on this show. And Curtis, in this case, it is the dumbest of the weekend as suggested by you this morning.
The Grady Little moment for Bill O'Brien came yesterday afternoon after his team went up to a 24-0 lead. He decides to do this.
And they fake it. They snap it to Reed, and he's stopped by Sorensen. They snap it to the up back, and Reed is denied.
I don't know how you can live bet a sporting event, but if there was a chance, the second that failed, I would have put everything I had on the Chiefs winning that game. It was over at that moment. He was pathetic yesterday. He should be fired.
Yeah.
Horrendous overcompensation, too, because you got 4th-and-1 on the Chiefs 13, and if you know the Chiefs can score the way they can, that's when you have to go for it. He takes the field goal instead, goes up 24-0. Twitter explodes. Oh, this game is over. No, it's not. And then he overcompensates by faking the punt later on. Make up your mind. Are you going to be aggressive or not, Bill?
Where do you rank that in all-time playoff blunders?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's near the top of the list. It was historically, historically bad. I can't think of a proper sort of comp for that, but after the game he sounded even dumber than the play call.
Yeah, we felt like, you know, we weren't gonna be able to punt it too many times today. You know, we felt like that we had to try to manufacture some points, manufacture some yards, and just didn't work out.
Manufacture some yards.
Yeah, special teams blunder that kind of ranks up there, not as badly as that one. Back in the 2010 divisional game, the home loss against the Jets, last time I think a one was felled by a six in the playoffs, when Chung called for the fake punt. that went absolutely nowhere and set the Jets up perfectly for a touchdown, and that turned that entire game.
Aren't you rooting for Mike Vrabel?
Oh yeah,
because he was a Patriot. I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Especially after he embarrassed the Ravens. That's going to make everybody around here.
Yeah,
I mean that was hey, fun to see.
Wiggy called it. I hate saying it, but Wiggy called it.
He did. And I'm sure he's going to say the Pats should be hosting the AFC Championship as well. They shouldn't be. I think the Pats would have been, considering the way the Pats played at the end of the season, once they lost to the Dolphins, that was that. The way that Chiefs game played yesterday, there's no way the Pats would have been the AFC title game.
The national media Saturday night was in mourning, and this was as pathetic as it gets. At around 11:50 Saturday night, SportsCenter, with its 30 million followers, tweeted, "Despite the loss, Lamar Jackson still gave it everything he had." I mean, you think if Tom Brady had that same performance that SportsCenter be tweeting, thanks, Tom.
It's weird, though, when you have a weekend like this and the Patriots aren't in the playoffs. Yeah. Isn't it weird?
Very weird.
Totally weird. But don't you think Brady wants a part of that Titans action after seeing that team and all the passion down there?
Nope. Yeah, there we go.
Come on, Vrabel's a great coach. Anybody would love to play for him. That's been proven. Yeah. Correct?
I think so. All right. We are going to talk with Boomer Esiason coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.